Case number 10,259, Cedar Creek Landing Campground, north of Route 1, south corner of Argo Corner Road, being Lot 8 within John D. Farns Development. A special use exception for an off-premise sign.
One up here first.
Okay.
State your name and address for the record.
Maurice Faulkner, 43 Applewood Drive, Dover, Delaware.
All right. And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I'm here tonight to request permission to construct two off-site premise signs for Cedar Creek Landing Campground. The reason why we're asking for this is because it's a new campground we just opened up in May of this year, and we are not directly on Route 1. We're off Route 1 probably an eighth of a mile, and therefore we have no means of directing traffic off of Route 1 to get to our campground. And at the present time, the south location that we're requesting a 8x8 sign, there's an existing sign there that we'd like to place ours adjacent to, which is also an 8x8, and that's the reason for that size. Mm-hmm. The other sign that we're proposing is an 8x16, and that one is located north of the campground. And it's on the southbound lane. The 8x8 sign that I was talking about that's going at Argo's corner is on the northbound lane. So at this time, we have we had difficulty with our addressing, because when we applied for our 911 addressing, we had to create a new street within the campground. And when we did that, that street is not on any of the maps as of yet. So in order for people to do a map quest or Google or something like that to try and find us is extremely difficult. I think when I submitted the application, there is a picture of both signs in there. If no one has it, I do have a copy here.
Yes, sir, we have it.
Look at it. And you can see by the sign that it is a directional type sign. But I entertain any questions you may have at this time.
Your request is in the form of two applications, so I assume you want to incorporate your testimony into both applications?
Yes.
Okay.
And we already approved two right there in that area. Is that correct, Bud?
Pardon me?
We have proved two already.
Yes.
In that, right in there, and that's that Papa Do's.
Yep, Papa Do's.
That was an 06. I go right by there. It's on that corner.
Right.
It's a church right there.
On
you
the
turn
corner.
To go.
Yes.
You go off to the right of it.
Right on that corner.
Yeah, we already had proved those two in that area.
And the one that we're proposing is directly adjacent to that.
Right, just the one. It's got the barbecue sign. That's where yours is going to be.
Yes.
Right next to the barbecue ribs.
Yes.
Okay.
That's the 8x8 sign.
It'll be on that right to that area. See, so that won't be of any problem, okay? Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Whitman?
No.
Mr. Whitman?
No.
Mr. Mills? Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. This would be on both.
I have to read the other one. It's off a different location.
It's on both of them.
Yeah, no, this should be on the first one. Here would be the other one, the next.
Right,
you know, it'll be a different.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
it's a different location.
It'd be different, but this one's right next to the one that we'd already had approved.
Mr. Chairman, since we already approved one sign in the same area that this one's going in, I don't believe that the sign will substantially affect adverse to the uses of adjacent neighboring properties, so I would move that we approve case number 10,259.
Anyway, I have a second to that motion.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 10,259. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you.